It is the fall of Frankenstein in the Mid-South, apparently, and I think one of the most interesting productions is opening this weekend at TheaterWorks. It is the New Moon Theater Company production of Frankenstein by Bo List, and this is adapted from the original novel by Mary Shelley. Greg Baller is the creature, and Kenan Keplinger is Dr. Victor Frankenstein, and they have both joined me today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This is interesting. Of course, young Frankenstein is playing at Theater Memphis, which is a completely different animal, needless to say. Absolutely. We all think that we know this story, but in fact, the movies that we have all seen, the original movies and even some of the remakes, don't hew very closely to the original story, but I think this one does, doesn't it, Greg?
No, very much so. I mean, Bo's script here was very, very faithful to Mary Shelley's novel, and so that was one of the attractions. I don't know Kenan, is that what attracted you to it as well?
Well, and yeah. Also because Bo wrote it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So for those of us who may not be familiar with that story, and I guess we all have an idea about it, but it starts off and then concludes very much differently from what we might think.
Absolutely.
It actually starts off with Victor sort of looking back on this, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Well, it starts off with Victor on a ship, basically near death, frozen, chasing the creature to the furthest reaches of the world up north. But Victor, what he does is he tells his story to the captain of this ship. And that's where our story begins, is Victor near death, almost completely lost every sense, every wit that he has. And he has to share his story. He has to get this off of his chest. So that's where our story begins, and then we weave into all of the crazy, horrible things that the doctor has done.
Now, he is not just trying to create life. He has specific aims in mind that lead him to this creation.
Absolutely. The doctor wants to cure death, basically. You know, he wants to get rid of sickness and despair and be able to help humanity. You know, that he thinks he is doing the world a justice by creating this monster. You know, this is his way of showing the world that we can cheat death and we can live forever. But that backfires just a little bit.
Greg, this creature is obviously an iconic role, but this is not the lurching Boris Karloff that we have all come to expect.
No, I actually have lines, and the creature himself is very articulate. It takes him a little while for the words to come back and the brain to actually start firing again, but he's very articulate. I mean, fortunately, my father sitting over here actually put a pretty good brain in me.
The best.
Professor Waldman's famous brain. And so eventually it starts working. And so it's great fun to have the kind of words and poetry that this creature actually utters while he's committing mayhem all around him.
And the thing that Dr. Frankenstein was trying to create is he found the most beautiful human pieces. You know, he pained to find the most beautiful pieces to create this perfect creature. You know, basically he was creating his own version of Adam. So when he's finally made, when the electricity passes through the creature's body, it completely deforms him and turns him into this horrible creature. And that's it's at that point when Victor sees that all of his work has just gone to waste, because there's this creature sitting in front of him that can't speak, is moaning, and looks hideous. That's when Victor kind of loses it himself.
That's why it was easy for Gene to cast me in that role.
Yeah, I know, right? You know, I think it's great that you mentioned Boris Karloff, because I think this gentleman sitting next to me, Mr. Greg Bowler here, is our own Memphis version of Boris Karloff. He recently played, well, not recently, it was a while ago, but played King Richard in Richard III. And I was talking with my father about it, and we both agree that we think you are our own Boris Karloff of Memphis. And that's the highest compliment that anyone can get in my household. So.
It's funny that you mentioned Richard III. Bo directed both Kenan and I in that a couple of years ago. And there are a lot of similarities between Richard III and Bo's version of Frankenstein, which was really interesting, because he was writing this script while he was directing Richard III, and one of the, I think it was the first reading of Frankenstein was with the cast of Richard III right after we had concluded the show. So there's a fascinating little connection there. But there's also a connection between the creature and King Richard himself, is that both suffer from the same situation, as it were. They were abandoned.
Affliction.
Right.
In many ways, this story of Frankenstein, at least from the creature's perspective, is a story about abandonment and rejection and loss of love, and what you do when you're put in that kind of situation, how badly one might react. So,
we're talking about Frankenstein by Beau List, a new adaptation from the novel by Mary Shelley. It opens this Friday, runs through November 10th at Theater Works, Fridays and Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 2. For ticket information, 484-3467, or visit the website newmoontheater.org. Greg Baller is the creature, and Kenan Keplinger is Dr. Victor Frankenstein, and they have both joined me today. This character of the creature is, if you really play it as written by Mary Shelley, is really one of the great tragic figures of Western literature.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Quasimodo in him as well too. So it was that's why it's I'm having great fun playing him. He's as you said, you know, he's in a kind of iconic character, and you know actors can really dive into the tragedy of somebody that has to go through what he's going through. So it's been great fun.
So what's who's in the rest of your cast?
Well, we have my best friend, Henry, is played by your Justin Willingham.
Yes.
Which is a lot of fun. Actually, the last show that Justin and I worked on was directed by Beau List as well at the Violet Hour at Theater Memphis. But
We've got Melissa Moore playing Elizabeth, and we've got John Roan, who's playing your father,
Alfonsi,
in the show.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim Palmer.
Jim Palmer is playing the blind man, and actually a couple other characters as well, and he's having great fun with that.
Absolutely.
Who else are we missing?
Reese Baring is playing William, my brother.
Mm-hmm. We've got people like Sam Aldred and David Hammonds also in the cast.
Well, this is a play that you can do a lot of different ways. Obviously, you're doing it at Theater Works, which is a relatively small black box thing. How much production is going into this?
Well, we have the wonderful Bill Short, who is assisting us with props, set dressing, and seeing a little bit of scenery as well. And if you've ever seen anything that Bill Short has done, it's nothing short of immaculate.
Yeah.
So he pays very close attention to detail. So he's in the process right now of putting together my laboratory, and it is amazing. There's going to be so many different contraptions, you know, fireworks, just large explosions. It's definitely going to be something to come and look for.
One of the real challenges of the show is I think that there are 20 scenes total. He almost wrote it. It's almost like a film script. Yeah. And so one of the big challenges is, well, all right, so how do we actually do 20 scenes in a play? And so they're very creative in terms of the set pieces that are going to move around and swap out scenery, and it's going to be quite a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it. This is one of the great allegories, I guess, of man overachieving. Did that come across in the character of Victor, do you think?
As far as overachieving goes, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he had this idea of being able to bring someone back to life. So I would say he's a little bit of an overachiever, just a little bit. But it all stems from the loss of his mother, honestly.
Right,
I think that's where it all came from. So once Victor gets something in his mind, he's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like Victor and Elizabeth, played by Melissa Moore, is my love interest. And, you know, even though all of this death and despair is happening all around him, he still is bound and determined to get married. So, and that happens throughout the course of the play as well. So, yeah, he's a very, very determined man.
Frankenstein, a new production by New Moon Theater, written by Beau List, adapted from the original novel by Mary Shelley. It opens this Friday, runs Fridays and Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 2, through November 10th at TheaterWorks. For ticket information, 484-3467, or visit the website newmoontheater.org. My guest today, Greg Baller, The Creature, and Kenan Keplinger as Victor Frankenstein. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.